Now for our story. Today, Bill Meade had driven out of town to look at some property, decide whether it was a good risk for a substantial loan from David Bowman's bank. This was part of Bill's job as farm appraiser and loan consultant. On his way back to town, Bill had noticed Aunt Mary Lane's little pickup truck parked in front of a house. He stopped for a while to have a little talk with her, a talk which left Bill with one dominant thought in his mind. Now, with a rather grave, preoccupied air about him, Bill goes through the little swinging gate which separates David's domain from the cashier's booths. David looks up with a warm smile.
Well, hello there, Bill. That didn't take you long.
No, it didn't, Mr. Bowman.
How did you make out?
Very well, I think.
Well, sit down. Sit down.
Thanks. Yes, Mr. Bowman, I think we've got a good loan on that Martelli farm.
Well, Bill, I trust your judgment, if it looks okay to you.
Personally, I don't think we can go wrong. Yeah, got all the data here. Those Italian names sort of threw me, but I think I got them right.
Oh, fine, fine. Hmm.
Well, I better be getting back to work.
Bill, haven't seen you to talk to for several days. How's everything going?
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Bowman, I've been wanting to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. What's up? Any news?
Yeah. Mr. Calvert came to see me last night.
Oh, he did, eh? What's Ben got on his mind now?
Well, he made me a rather strange offer.
The fact that Ben made any sort of an offer is strange to begin with. He's more likely to make demands than offers.
Yeah, I know. It surprised me, too.
What was this offer?
Well, he said if I'd give up the baby, I were willing to let them have custody of the child without taking the matter into court, then Kit would go away somewhere and get a divorce quietly.
Hmm. So that's it. That is a rather strange offer from Ben.
He seems to be awfully anxious to keep the thing from getting into court.
Sounds to me as if they're afraid of something. I wonder what it can be.
Well, that's what puzzled me. The trouble is, I don't want to compromise. But I'm a little nervous myself, I guess. I'd hate to make a mess of things, try to fight it out in court and then lose. That way, I'd be even worse off.
Yes. Well, it's impossible to be sure about those things. You never know. But there's a good possibility that you wouldn't lose, Bill. There's a lot to be said on your side, my boy. If necessary, I'd be willing to put my 2 cents worth. If it would do any good.
Oh, that's very swell of you, Mr. Bowman. Makes me feel a lot better to know that, well, that you'd back me up.
Well, you can depend on it, Bill. After all, if anybody in this town knows what a selfish, unscrupulous man Ben Calvert is, I do.
Yeah.
I've known Ben since we were both just boys. He hasn't changed much in all these years, except become harder, if anything.
Oh, the more I think about it, the more positive I've become about not wanting my kid brought up under his influence.
Well, I'm sure you're right about it, my boy. You know, I had a talk with Kit not long ago. I had an idea I might be able to make her see things in their true perspective. But it didn't work. I might as well have been talking to a stone wall. She's more like Ben every day.
Yeah, I've seen that, too. Well, I oughtn't to keep you any longer, Mr. Bowman. I better get back to work.
No. It's all right, Bill. Feel free to come in at any time. If I were you, I'd stick to my guns. If you want that baby, feel you can do a good job of bringing him up, we'll work it out somehow, in spite of Ben Calvert.
And at that same moment, at the house on 11th Street, David Bowman's brother-in-law, Ben Calvert, was talking to his wife, Jessie, discussing the same subject which occupied the minds of David and Bill, the baby everyone believed to be the son of Bill and Kit Meade, Ben's grandson.
As I told him, he'd be crazy to turn down a proposition like that. He'd never win in a million years if he tried to fight it out in court.
What did Bill say to that?
Oh, you know how he is, soft, sentimental. He kept insisting that he wanted to bring the child up himself.
Well, after all, Ben, you can hardly accuse him of being sentimental just because he wants custody of his own son. That's natural enough.
Natural, my eye. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. He doesn't know the first thing about taking care of a child that age.
Well, after that, he doesn't really need to. No reason why he couldn't afford to get some trained person to look after the child. In fact, maybe he could arrange for Miss Thorndyke to carry on.
Miss Thorndyke? Our nurse? Yeah. Nothing you like so much as a laugh at my expense, is there, Jesse? You might at least try to be helpful, sympathetic.
Well, then, I hate to say this, but I think the whole thing is on your own head. If you remember, I foresaw this a long time ago. I told you you'd have trouble.
I told you. You're always predicting the worst. I've gotten so I don't pay any attention.
Pity. You might save yourself a lot of trouble if you'd listen to me once in a while.
Well, there's no point in harking Dan. This thing out of court, for Kit's sake. And she's just not up to taking anymore.
Yes. Ben, why is Kit so jumpy on the subject of a court trial? Surely she has nothing to hide.
Of course she hasn't. What could she? No, it's only natural she'd want to avoid all that publicity. The exposure. Kit's sensitive.
Oh, very.
Don't be nasty, Jesse. I know you don't like Kit, but since you've managed to get yourself involved in this family, you might at least have the decency to show a little loyalty.
All right, Ben. What do you want from me? An honest opinion or a hypocritical pat on the back?
It doesn't seem possible that Bill should win out. If he insists on taking the thing to court, he has no grounds.
No grounds? Are you sure of that, Ben?
Of course I'm sure. What grounds could he have? Kit's been blameless all the way through. Going off like that, having the child thousands of miles away in California. No one to look out for.
Oh, you paint a very pathetic picture. I wonder how much truth there is in it.
What do you mean by that, Jesse? You're implying something.
Oh, nothing. Nothing. But it's better not to be too sure about these things. A smart lawyer can dig up a lot of unpleasant little items sometimes, you know.
Not if there's nothing to dig up.
Oh, of course not. If there is nothing.
Jesse Calvert was thinking of Kit's reaction the other day when the letter had come from Paul Cromwell.
She certainly acted funny about it. And when I mentioned about Paul's having been in California while she was, it threw her into an absolute jitter. If Kit knew about that phone call I made, when the housekeeper answered and let the cat out of the bag, told me Paul Cromwell lived right next door, Bill's lawyer might be quite interested in that bit of information, if I decided to give it to him. That's why. It must be why she's so frantic about not letting the case go to court. A sharp attorney might be able to make some very damaging implications about Paul Cromwell's living so close by. Especially if he knew the whole story. Knew that Cromwell was crazy about Kit before she married Bill. And if she has a clear conscience, why did she flare up so at my hinting Paul had been there with her? Unless there was something else. Something connected with Paul, which might come out if anyone decided to trace the whole business back. Well, there's something the matter with Kit, because she certainly wouldn't be willing to give Bill a divorce just for custody of the child. No. She must be in a bad spot. Kit doesn't care about that baby. He's only a means to an end. In fact, she doesn't act like a real mother at all.
Jesse Calvert had no idea how close he'd come to hitting on the actual truth in her secret thoughts. But Ben Calvert and his daughter were in danger of losing everything they wanted most. Because if Jesse decided to tell what she knew of Paul Cromwell's presence in California while Kit was there, it might come out also that a certain young woman named Lisa Fenner had been there at the same time, had gone to the hospital to have a baby, and had returned without her baby son.